Welcome to Daily Plunge. We are in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 1 through 18. The priest, the teaching priest, Ezra, is back on the scene, right? And his responsibility is to help form the spiritual life of all the people. And it's really instructive how this happens in this chapter. One is all the people are gathered together, and Ezra the priest is teaching the book of the law. But actually, once, as I'm always telling you, when you look at the interpretation, the Hebrew word is Torah, and Torah is not just law. The Torah is the word of God that is both law and gospel. It is both command or rule plus promise, and actually the promise is the more important part. And it is the law and the gospel that is given by the Lord through Moses. Ezra, it says, brings the word. And what does that mean? He's preaching. He's preaching the word, law and gospel, to who? To the men and the women and to everyone who could understand it. Well, who might that be? I think it includes the children. Yes, they're not too young or too dumb to understand it. And that's the thing, is that the whole community needs to be immersed in the Word of God. Now, one of the things it tells us in verse 3 is this happened all morning long, not a mere 58 minutes, right? It wasn't a sermon that was 15 minutes long. It's all morning long. And so they're really being immersed. We hear about how Ezra is on this stage. He's in the chancel in front of everybody, but there's all these other men. And one of the things to think about is that both men and women are needed in the life of the church. And when men take the lead, when men are there leading the spiritual life, the women are right there beside them, and the whole congregation grows spiritually. Verse 7 talks about how then the leaders broke the whole community into smaller groups and taught them the word in that manner. And how did they do it? With interpretation, with explaining what the text meant. Just like the Daily Plunge is meant to help you hear the word, words that you often pass over, to help you get a deeper understanding of them. And so the people, it says that they begin to weep as they hear the book of Torah. Why? Because there's a sense in which they're convicted. And yes, they're convicted of their sins, but also they, and how they broke the law, but also they weep because God's grace is so great. And so there is a weeping at both the law and the gospel. And then the people, it says, celebrated that they were teaching this word, the word of God, and that the joy of the Lord, knowing God, is their strength. And that's the truth too for the church, is that when their joy is the Lord, that makes a church strong and people want to come to it. And so they rejoiced in understanding God's words. And the heads of the families, it says in verse 13, come together with Ezra so that they can be instructed to encourage the rest of the community. And then the whole community commits to being in the festival of booths. And so there's a real sense in which the liturgy gives a pattern for their lives, gives meaning for their lives, and that liturgy informs the life of the church. Well, a lot to cover. Hey, thanks, friends. Have a blessed day. If you like what you're hearing, please like it, share it, subscribe, and pray for this ministry. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.